The board of directors of the Association for Media Development in South Sudan, or AMDIST, recently convened an extraordinary meeting to review the media space in the country ahead of next week's visit to Juba by Pope Francis. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Justin Welby, and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of Scotland, Reverend Dr. Ainge Greenfields. Kong Pal Chang, chairperson of the Media Umbrella Group, says he's noticed some media institutions were blocked from covering recent public events.
We are calling for the government, especially the national security organs, to really cooperate with the media, because recently, the past few weeks, we received some reports and concerns that in some public events, some journalists are not allowed to cover those events. And the most important part of this is because we are expecting a historical visit of Pope Francis and Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Justin Welby, and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of Scotland, Reverend Dr. Ian Greenshields.
Chang says South Sudanese authorities should prepare a conducive environment so that journalists can do their job without threats of reprisals or being blocked from accessing certain events. Chang calls the increasingly limited media space in the country worrying.
We were able to conduct a courtesy call with the media authority and Minister of Information over these matters. We commend them for being there to resolve some of these issues, especially challenge facing media in South Sudan in regard to access to information and journalists doing their work. Journalists are being harassed or denied access to venue. In that case, this shouldn't happen, and they will address it.
Chang praised the South Sudan Media Authority for their efforts to resolve some media issues, but he also urged security organs to make sure media houses can fully cover the ecumenical visit, which he says will enhance peace building in South Sudan. Chang also urged journalists to strictly adhere to the code of conduct for practicing journalism in South Sudan, saying this will help build trust between media and authorities.
We have to be transparent, we have to be accountable, we have to be accountable to the people whom we are getting information, who we are working to give information to, and also to our institution, because institutions as in media house has also responsibility that it has to take. It has to take that responsibility that the work is done well and the information are relayed accurately without misinforming or inciting the public.
South Sudan Information Minister Michael McQuay says the government will not prevent journalists from covering the papal visit, but says journalists should be screened at events. He also says the South Sudan government is adhering to freedom of expressions and media rights of journalists.
We will not object for anybody to come in and participate and make the coverage, but it must be properly screened. There is absolute freedom of press, freedom of speech. It is only when you cross the borders and cause inconvenience to others that you must answer. There is no freedom which is absolute in this world.
Last week, South Sudan's intelligence service, known as the National Security Service or NSS, detained journalist Greng John, who works for the state-run South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation, according to colleagues and relatives. Greng's arrest came some 2 weeks after the arrest of six of his colleagues for allegedly leaking a video clip of President Salva Kiir, widely circulated on social media in December, which appeared to show the president in an embarrassing situation at a public event. Asked about why journalists were arrested, McQuay had this to say.
Don't ask me about that. It is under investigation. They are not being arrested as journalists. They are government employees.
The six journalists who are still being detained are camera operators Joseph Oliver and Mustafa Osman, video editor Victor Lado, contributor Jacob Benjamin, and Cherbek Ruben, and Joe Valtombe, who worked in the SSBC control room. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.